perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Congratulations, Balky.
Well, thanks. Come on, let's go buy me a car right now.
You can't just go out and buy a car.
No?
No, you've got to do some research first.
Research?
Yes, you've got to read consumer reports about the makes and models you're interested in. You got to check around, shop around to the various dealers, see what they have to offer.
No, no, cousin, no need for that. I'm going to go right down to Honest Ahmed's used car caravan.
Honest Ahmed?
Yeah. You know, the guy on television who says he'd kiss a camel to sell a car?
Balky, sit down. Now, how can I say this tactfully?
I wouldn't know.
If you try to buy a car from Honest Ahmed, he'll eat you alive.
He's a cannibal?
No, no. What I'm trying to say is that Honest Ahmed isn't honest. He isn't even Ahmed. His real name is Bert Williams, and he probably stole that camel he kisses.
Cousin, why would he lie?
To make money. You know, Balky, my father had a system for finding reliable cars. He called it the Appleton Used Car Rating System. I think it might be just what you need.
Well, cousin, come on. I'm sure your father was wise behind his ears. But I don't think I need his system. You know, this this Meepio didn't just fall off the turnip train, you know.
Well, I know you didn't. But suppose you buy a car without the Appleton Used Car Rating System. What would happen? Well, let's look into the future. It's a dark and stormy night. I wake up with terrible pains.
Cousin, where does it hurt?
Well, they're right there, right there. Right, I think it's my appendix. And, oh, Balky, you've got to get me to the hospital.
Cousin, it's no problem. I drive you in my new car.
Oh, good, good. But when we get into your car, it won't start. You've got to get me to the hospital.
Cousin, I'm trying, but my car won't start. Help! Help! Help!
It's 2 a.m. There's no one around. Oops, my appendix just burst. I'm dead. And all because you wouldn't use the Appleton Used Car Rating System and bought a bad, bad car.
Oh, cousin, I don't want your death on my head and shoulders. Give me the Appleton Used Car Rating System.
Only if you're sure.
Cousin, I'm sure. What do I do?
Well, first, give me all your money.
Who are you kidding?
Give me your money.
Okay.
Now, don't worry. I'll use the Appleton system to get you the right car at the right price.
Thank you, cousin. And after you pick out my car, can I get a personalized license plate?
Well, sure, why not?
I want one that says, make the world a better place by being nice to everyone you meet. You think that one is taken?
We'll have to check.
My second choice is eat my rust.
Come on, I want you to see this.
Hey, Harry. Lydia.
Just keep up what you're doing. I want Lydia to watch you for a while.
Oh, so Harriet's told you about the Appleton used car rating system.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was developed by my dad to make sure we kids bought used cars that would run trouble-free for years. Yet this is a computer printout of every used car for sale in the Chicagoland area.
Oh, there are a lot of them.
14,227. Before computers, it used to take my dad forever to do this. He started shopping for my first car when I was 12 years old.
Ask him how he plans to narrow that down.
Well, using another computer program, I've eliminated all the trucks, four-wheel drive vehicles, RVs, and everything costing more than $2,500.
But don't you...
Then the cars themselves are rated according to such things as mileage, previous service record, coefficient of drag.
Do you feel...
And then the ratings are factored against the sales prices of the cars, which reduces the list even further down to the one car in Chicago most likely to give Balky worry-free driving well into the next century.
Were you a bedwetter?
I'm just trying to help the guy.
What if your computer doesn't find a car that Balky likes?
Well, what does like have to do with it? I didn't like the car my father got for me. But it is still running.
Well, what do you think?
You're right. He is a sick man.
That's what I thought. I just wanted a professional opinion.
Dad always said people wouldn't understand.
Cousin! Cousin! I found it! I found it! I found the car of my dreams! And it's right here in our parking garage! Come on!
Yeah, and what is it, Balky, that makes this the car of your dreams?
It's red! Come on!
Cousin, you can't see it from there.
Balky, you're going to have better reasons for buying a car other than the fact that it's red.
Oh, I do, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Well, let's list your reasons.
List them. Well, it's got those little flaps that keep the mud from getting up on the fender.
Uh-huh.
And it's got the Ariel goes at an angle, so you feel like you're driving fast all the time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and this is what really sold me. It's got one of those Garfields stuck to the window.
Balky, I thought that car might catch your eye.
You saw it too?
Yep, so I ran it through the Appleton system.
How did it do?
It didn't measure up.
Cousin, you know, I had a silly idea that buying a car would be fun.
Balky, buying a car is not supposed to be fun. The fun comes years from now when you look back and see you were a good consumer.
You weren't breastfed, were you?
Years from now, you'll thank me.
Years from now, I'll buy a red car.
Don't look.
Cousin, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
I got you the most reliable used car in Chicago. Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, cousin, it's beautiful.
I think so, too.
Belky. Cousin, you are the best cousin that ever was. I'm sorry I thought all those terrible things about you. I mean, never in my wildest dreams. It's a convertible. It's a convertible.
No. This isn't your car.
It isn't?
No. This is your car.
Oh, God.
I knew you'd like it. And thanks to the Appleton system, this car is so reliable, you could be driving it forever.
That long.
So, what do you say? We start this baby up and take her for a spin. I was just as excited when I got my first car. Come on. Come on. Come on. Don't be shy. Huh? Listen to that engine purr. That is the sound of the Appleton system at work.
Start it up. Okay, Balky, start the engine. Balky, turn the key. Start it up. Balky, start her up. Balky, turn it up.
What are you doing out here?
Just hanging out.
I told you to start the car.
Yeah, well, I tried. Nothing happened.
Well, I'm sure it's just a simple problem.
Well, I have a simple solution. Why don't we take this thing back and get another one? Possibly a red one.
Balky, we are not taking it back. There is nothing wrong with it.
Well, there is one thing wrong with it. It won't start.
I'm sure it's just a small adjustment. It passed the Appleton system with flying colors.
Well, maybe the Appleton system should take a flying leap. I'm sorry. It just slipped out.
Balky, have a little faith. Even as kids, some of us had our doubts about Dad's system.
I can see why.
But it never, ever let us down. Now, come on, give me a hand here. The problem seems to be with the electrical system. So, we have to check and see if the battery is delivering sufficient power. Hey, grab a screwdriver. All we have to do is touch these screwdrivers to the battery terminals and see if there's any electricity.
Cousin, it seems that the battery is dead. You know, Mr. Wizard once said that electricity won't flow unless there is a complete circuit. Wonder what he meant by that.
Battery's fine.
Okay.
I think now we're getting somewhere.
Well, that's what you said when you stripped the threads on the carburetor.
That's carburetor. Carburetor. And it was an accident. What, you never made a mistake in your life?
Not of this magnitude.
You know, Balky, I am doing all this for you. I found the car for you. I made the deal for you. And I am trying to fix it for you.
You're right there, cousin. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you.
Okay, well, tell you what. If you don't want to help, why don't you just go home?
Cousin, I would love to go home. But my car don't work.
All right, look, I tell you what. We're both very tired. We've been working on this all weekend. But I think it would be best if we just put our differences aside and worked together.
Cousin, you're right. You're right. Okay. And you're right. You're right. Okay, what can I do to help?
Well, to start with, you could put in the oil.
Of course, we wouldn't have to put in new oil if you hadn't broken the oil filter when you were trying to fix the fuel pump. Huh?
Well, the fuel pump wouldn't have been broken if you hadn't hit it with a hammer. Paul.
Cousin, you told me to hit it with a hammer.
I said tap. Tap it with a hammer.
Tap, hit, eight of one, half a dozen of another.
Just put in the oil.
Cousin...
Let me just ask you.
Put in the oil.
Put in the oil.
Now.
Okay.
I just want to ask you one little question.
Put in the oil now! Was this what you...
Thank you. Well, Balky, we did it.
Yep, we took apart everything in my car and put it back together again.
You have to do that sometimes.
The amazing thing is, we don't have any parts left over.
Always a good sign. Well, Balky, why don't we start it up and take this baby for a spin?
Cousin, it started!
Chuck up one more for the Appleton system.
Why don't we turn it off and call it a victory?
No. Put her into drive.
That would be the D?
Yes, it would. Perfect. Balky, you are about to drive your very own car for the first time. This is a moment you'll never forget.
Cousin, thank you for making it possible.
Hey, don't thank me. Thank the Appleton Used Car Rating System. Go ahead, Balky.
Step on the gas.
Wasn't in the Ableton system. Exactly. When do you admit failure? Thank you for helping me buy my first car.
Actually, it was your second.
No, I don't count the first one. I never actually drove it. Forward.
Well, I'm just glad Honest Ahmed gave you a good deal on the trade-in.
Yeah, $150 for a car that only drives backwards ain't bad. And I'm really happy with the red car I just bought.
Falky, I owe you an apology. I thought the Ableton system was foolproof, and that's why I couldn't admit that your car was a lemon.
No, cousin, it was a sedan. And it was just about the ugliest one I've ever seen in my life. Except for that picture you showed me of your first car.
Hey. My dad picked that car out. That car was reliable. The car was fuel efficient. The car was ugly.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, boy.
You know something? I hated that. I hated that car. But I could never tell my dad.
Gustav, you know what I think? First thing in the morning, you should call up your papa and get that piece of your mind off your chest.
You're right. I will. I will. And, Balky, tomorrow, when we go into work, we don't know anything about that hole in the wall.